Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, I'd just like to draw attention to an interesting development in my a broader theory, as you know, that the universities go through a priestly cycle. They start off being innovated by geniuses that come up with amazing stuff, amazing, brilliant ideas. They therefore gain prestige. This becomes attractive to midwits, that is to say people of normal range, high intelligence, who are attracted by prestige and power and things like that. Those people put signalling their conformity to the current thing above the pursuit of truth. Therefore, the university tips over into essentially a way of upholding the current regime and not questioning the current dogmas. This excludes the geniuses, because the geniuses inherently question the current dogmas. The result of that is that the universities become basically finishing schools for the upper class, really, and the geniuses are excluded. And then gradually they go into decline as the cleverest people go elsewhere and prestige kind of goes with them. And I've talked before about the way that we're going through this cycle again. It happened already with Oxford and Cambridge and other universities, and it's clearly happening again today. Now, a good marker of this has just come to light, which is that Cambridge University are now talking about making all their meals at all of the Cambridge University catering facilities vegan. Now, what is that going to do? This is going to be a further nail in the coffin of Cambridge University that is already taking in more and more people for politically correct reasons, because they're minorities or whatever, and not taking in the best, that is already excluding geniuses or people that question the current dogmas, firing people like Noah Kahle or whatever. it is another nail in the coffin of the non-priestly idea of the university, because what you can see that as is a social filter, a way basically of keeping out highly intelligent plebs, of keeping out the plebs, of making sure that Cambridge only brings in our kind of people, because only our kind of people are going to be able to tolerate only being able to eat vegan food. People that aren't our kind of people, people who are of a different social class from us, people that don't have salads with their dinner, people that call their dinner rather than tea, or people call their dinner or tea rather than supper. Those kinds of people are not going to be able to tolerate eating vegan food all the time, and therefore they're not going to go to Cambridge. And I don't think that's that different from what they used to have until 1960, if you wanted to go to Oxford or Cambridge. Now, at that time, they were far less fair in their entry requirements than they subsequently became. So, first of all, you would tend to, it wasn't as much of a test of intelligence as it subsequently became, or ability as it subsequently became. If you went to a public school or whatever, it would be very difficult for you not to get in. But secondly, you had to have, until 1960, O-level Latin. No matter what you wanted to study at Oxford or Cambridge, you had to have O-level Latin, which is the school leaving certificate at 16, to go to Oxford or Cambridge. Even if you wanted to study maths, if you wanted to study physics, if you wanted to study chemistry, as Margaret Thatcher did, you had to study O-level Latin. Now, the result of that was, of course, that it was stacked massively against people that didn't go to private schools, because unless they were grammar schools, these schools overwhelmingly did not teach Latin at all. If it was a secondary modern school, which is what most kids went to, the school simply didn't teach Latin. So there was no question, really, of you being able to go to Oxford or Cambridge, or Durham, actually. Durham University only abolished the Latin entry requirement for the Faculty of Arts in 1966, so even later. but that was only for the Faculty of Arts, though. There was no question of you being able to go to such a university. So you'd have to go to London, or you'd have to go to one of the local universities that tended to be in industrial towns. And that was the situation. If you go back further, it was even more exclusive. So if you go back to sort of 1910 or something like that, grammar schools would all do Latin, but they wouldn't do Greek. But at that time, you had to have ancient Greek at the equivalent of O-level in order to go to Oxford or Cambridge. And there was a case of Lord Denning, who was from a middle class background in Hampshire, and he was going to go to he wanted to go to Oxford or came to Oxford. He had to go and do the equivalent of O-level Greek in order to get in, on top of the Latin. So it's basically an exclusion filter against all but sort of upper and upper middle class people, because anybody else is not realistically going to do O-level Latin, so they're not going to go to Oxford and Cambridge or Durham or anywhere else like that. So it's a way of ensuring that only a certain type of people, our sort of people, a chumocracy of the upper and upper middle class with the right kind of ideas, you know, that won't rock the boat. There won't be any of these oiks with ideas above their station. There won't be any of these angry young men with high IQ from working class backgrounds coming to our prestigious old school tire university. None of that. That's what really the O-level Latin requirement ensured. And you could argue that the veganism requirement is quite a similar kind of thing. It's taking up the drawbridge, because most people that are from ordinary backgrounds are not going to be vegans and are not going to tolerate being vegan. They're not going to go be vegan for 3 years. And so therefore, they'll probably think to themselves increasingly that Oxford and Cambridge, or Cambridge, it's just another world. It's another universe. It's not for people like me. that was the attitude of many kids when I was at school. Oh, they wouldn't want to go to Oxford, Cambridge, Durham, these kinds of places, Edinburgh, because they're full of snobs. They're not for people like us. No, I'd rather go to somewhere, London University or something like that. They're full of snobs. They're not for people like me. And the Latin requirement is a way of cementing that idea. And similarly, so is a vegan requirement. It's a way of cementing that idea. And therefore, it's a way of discouraging highly intelligent people who aren't who aren't supporters of the new religion. It's another way of ensuring that those that are not, it's really a kind of test of membership with something really important, something really carnal, what you eat, a really extreme test of membership. You can fake diversity statements. You can fake a belief, and you can say, I believe in the dogmas of the religion. You can say all those things, but to make you actually practice it by only eating vegan food is a way of testing your social class, because realistically, it's only stuck up people that are going to be vegetarians and vegans anyway, and it's a way of testing your commitment to the faith. So it is even more than was before a way of turning Cambridge back in to what it was up until really the middle of the 19th century, which is really an arm of the new church and a finishing school for the higher classes. So it's quite fascinating that Cambridge is trying to go vegan.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!